A very rare thing happened on today's Your Daily Lex, and for you, it's just starting, but it's that I abandoned my intro. I didn't like it. I was talking about how we should feel empathy for my son. Here in New Jersey, school years aren't over yet, but his older siblings, their school is going to, this is their last full day, and they have a couple half days, and they're done. But he's got school this week, he's got school next week, because his school year goes a little bit longer, because they had different numbers of days off. But I feel for him, because, man, when you have to go to school and nobody else in the house does, that is no fun. At least that's my understanding. Anyway, this is a better version of that intro, so hopefully you think it's amazing. I also just noticed I have a note to myself on my whiteboard in front of me that says Canadian. I know what that note means, but that's a pretty funny note. Canadian. Anyway, Canadian. Here's your Daily Lex.
Your Daily Lex.
I want to give a shout out to a friend of the show and friend of the Lex, and I've mentioned him before, Andy. My pal Andy, who is a local pal, weaponized Your Daily Lex, which I told him today. I was going to say I told him to his face, but I told it to his ear because we were on a phone call. But on yesterday's episode, I talked about how I was the oldest person in the cast of the show that I'm in, which is true, and that I was going to be able to sleep in a little bit today because my first meeting wasn't until 10 a.m. So while I was at rehearsal, I got a text from Andy saying, "Now you know what it's like to be the oldest." Andy said that, of course, because that's usually his role. Andy's one of my oldest friends, and I only mean that in one of the two senses. But then this morning, I got a text from Andy saying, "Hey, I know you're not working yet because I know your first call isn't until 10, so can we hop on a call?" Which we did a few minutes later, but I thought it was hilarious that he weaponized his knowledge of my schedule since I had shared it on this very podcast yesterday to know that I was free. It's pretty powerful, pretty manipulative, pretty powerful. Andy and I have worked at several of the same companies. We've been friends for a long time. For a long time, he thought I didn't know his name. I probably didn't, but now I do. And he and I have also been in two different bands together, including one that has practice tonight. Will Andy hear this episode before we have band practice? I don't know. Now, it's one of those crazy days for me where I'm going to have band practice, have to jet home probably, and then go to rehearsal. Band practice ends at 6:30. And then my I Love You, You're Perfect Now change rehearsal starts at 7:30. And I like to leave 41 minutes to get there. It takes about 36 minutes, but I like to leave 41 minutes. So I can go home very briefly and then leave, which maybe I'll do. Maybe I'll just go straight. I don't know. I like that I'm puzzling this out while you all are listening, because that's what the show is all about. It's about you and me connecting on all the boring things in my life. Yeah, I think it probably doesn't make sense for me to go home. I think I can just lollygag, be lackadaisical, hang out. I think I hang out after rehearsal, after rock shop rehearsal, and then at the appropriate time leave to head out to my theater rehearsal. It's interesting because normally I don't feel like my schedule is chaotic. Now, because of this play, it's chaotic for the next month. But it's every Wednesday when I've had this band practice, it's been interesting to note that that's the day I have something. Every Wednesday, just about that I went to band practice, I had a jet out where others would lollygag, as I just described potentially doing tonight. At least one time, Andy was mad because he thought mad is overstating it. But Andy thought that I had left without saying goodbye. And in fact, I had said goodbye. He just hadn't heard. I don't know if that's because he's old. One question is whether Andy will still be speaking to me after this episode. I think yes, because he knows that all of my jokes about his agingness come from love. And I didn't take this opportunity to point out that he's closer to, say, my father-in-law's age than he is to mine. That would be mean, but I'm not doing that. Also, I Love You, You're Perfect Now change has the acronym ILYPNIK. And so I'm wondering if I should refer to it as ILYPNIK going forward. Probably not. Anyway, that's all the daily lexing I have for you today. Enjoy the rest of your Wednesday. We're halfway through the week, folks. We can do this. I believe in all of us, especially you.
Lex.